What would it take to get you to move somewhere? Would you move if someone offered to pay your moving costs? Well, the state of Vermont thinks that might work. A new program beginning on January 1st offers to reimburse some expenses for people who move to the state to work remotely. I recently spoke to Department of Economic Development Commissioner Joan Goldstein about the new Remote Worker Grant Program. She says when the program was announced, there was a lot of interest.
We have a database of about 3,000 people who are interested. We're not sure they're all going to be eligible. It all depends on verification from the employer, verification of the expenses, and they have to move here. So we're not giving out money in advance.
And so you mentioned sort of the qualifications that someone would need to apply for this. Could you just sort of go through in more detail what exactly you're looking for? Like how would I qualify for this money?
So the statute requires that you're an employee. So that's why we need the employer verification that this person is indeed an employee of your company and that your company is domiciled or primary place of business is located outside of Vermont. And the relocation expenses are for, moving van and that you've had to incur some expense to get to work remotely in Vermont.
So you mentioned that there's a lot of interest in this program. You know, assuming several hundred or even more people apply for this program, what's the selection criteria going to look like?
So the statute requires first come, first serve, and we've identified that as who submits an application that's complete.
How many people do you expect to be awarded grants this year? I mean, it sounds like there's a fixed amount of money.
In total, the pot is $500,000. And this year, in 2019, we're able to disperse $125,000. And we could disperse up to $5,000 for each applicant.
Right. And that's actually a point I wanted to kind of clarify. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about, people getting $10,000 to move to Vermont. But it's $10,000 total that you could get.
Right. So it's up to $5,000 per year for 2 years. So you could get up to $10,000. $10,000 is the limit. There's no guarantee that you're going to get that. It would have to be if you applied successfully 2 years in a row.
So when I was reading through the statute on this, I noticed one of the expenses people can spend money on is upgrading broadband. And access to broadband is an issue in Vermont. And if the hope of the program is to sort of bring more workers to Vermont, why give money to individuals? Why not put the $500,000 of this program towards just generally expanding broadband?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great point. And I'm not sure how it evolved into this final bill, but in general, every co-working space in the state is served by broadband. So the other benefit of this is if it brings more people to the state and they actually end up working in co-working spaces because that's where they could be assured of broadband, that's all a good thing.
And how long is this program expected to last?
So it's $125,000 that we could spend in 2019, and then in 2020, we can't spend more than $250,000, and then in 2021, the remainder. So it's as good as long as the money lasts, and it depends on what kind of uptake we're going to get in terms of are people claiming the full $5,000.
That's Department of Economic Development Commissioner Joan Goldstein. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you.